Welcome to Octaver number 20. Today it's all about singers and their songs. Yeah.
Don't you change somebody by night, somebody by day. Nothing could change you, except that you're of the way. Charming and bright, laughing and gay. A stranger, love the blues and the braves.
So, did you recognize that piece of music? Maybe not the singer, but the piece of music? How about if I said this? Bruce Willis? Cybill Shepherd? Come on, get the neurons going. Get the neurons. Yeah, you got it. Moonlighting. Was a show back in the 80s, I think. That is none other than the great, that unbelievable voice, Al Jarreau, singing the theme song to Moonlighting. I'll be quiet for a second. I love that stuff. Okay, I gotta stop dancing in the studio. The equipment in the chair is making noises. So today's topic is all about your three favorite male singers and three favorite female singers. So I'm gonna alternate between the two. So Al Jarreau being my first, again, jazz singer. Is that surprising? I didn't think so. So what about my first pick for female singer?
That was Sade with the song Is It a Crime from, I've got it on her Best Of CD.
Now, one of the things I'm keeping in mind with this list is that I'm looking at vocal character. In other words, the person's voice or the singer's voice. Not necessarily if they're my favorite composers or anything like that or lyricists. I'm strictly looking at voices. Now, the first one we had, Al Jarreau, who's got a very distinctive voice, and Sade, who's got a silky voice. That's the only way I could think of it. It's weird. There's just a certain texture to her voice that I absolutely love. And it's the same for my second favorite, I suppose, male singer.
I should have known. Seemed too easy. You were there, and I was breathing.
I'm back. Yes, it's George Michael, a favorite of McColgan's as well. Again, it's just something in his voice, just that voice. Oh. And me loving audio the way I do, and in fact, I'm going to talk about that when the topic comes up of how you listen to your music, if you like to listen to it with headphones or speakers. I'll elaborate a lot further, but I just love a good sound. And unfortunately, and I'm going to touch upon that, MP3s just don't cut it, right? So hopefully in the next few years, they'll come out with audio file quality encoding. It's already out there, the FLAC files and stuff. But let's go to my second favorite songstress.
He's too close for comfort. Behave, my heart. He's too close for comfort. Be wise, be smart. Behave, my heart. Don't upset your card when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. Too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Please, he's not again. Too close to know just when to say when.
Yes, of course, the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald. Again, we were talking voice, and between her, Sarah Vaughan, and the next gentleman, I think they created a certain voice in jazz. And this next gentleman happened to be a very good friend of Ella Fitzgerald.
Say, have you seen the carioca? It's not a foxtrot or a polka. It's got a little bit of new rhythm, a blue rhythm that's high. It's got a meter that is tricky, a kind of wicked, wacky, wicky. When you dance it with each new love, there'll be true love in her eyes. You'll dream of a new carioca. Its theme is a kiss and a sigh. Go, dream of the new carioca. When music and lights are gone, we're saying goodbye.
Yes, of course, it's Mel Torme, the imminent voice of jazz. Yeah, with his unbelievable scatting and, and he was very, very good friends with Ella Fitzgerald and had recorded many things with her. I love hearing that. So, this leaves me with the third favorite, or my third songstress, female vocal artist of my preference. And I kept her for last, because she actually, of all the voices that I love and have loved over the years, hers continues, although I don't listen to her as much as I used to, but hers continues to still bring chills up my spine. And I hope it's the same for you. She's not a favorite of a lot of people, but to me, she epitomizes what the power and the versatility of a female voice can do.
Dancing, pretty women are a wonder. Pretty women sitting in the window, standing on the stage.
Yes, it's Barbra Streisand, one of my favorites. So that brings us an end to the 20th episode of Octaver on Singers. Thank you for listening.